What's your name?
My name.
All right. And where were you and what did you see?
I was on the other side of the intersection.
Okay.
I don't know, that second lane, I guess, coming this way.
Okay.
She was on the other side of the car,
okay.
I believe, and she was saying something, and then he got out of the car, and they're kind of going back and forth. She was backing up, he was backing up, and they got to, like, the corner, and I saw him reaching for his, what's that yellow thing? He had it in his hand, the taser, I guess.
Okay.
Right? He had that in his hand. And their words were exchanged. Obviously, I couldn't hear because I was too far. And then at some point, it looks like she started charging him. And so he kind of backed off and started backpedaling back behind the car, the police officer's car. And maybe 10 seconds later, I heard, I think I want to say 4 shots.
Okay. All right, and what happened next?
And then when I heard the 4 shots, that's when the light turned green and traffic started moving.
Okay.
I was a little tentative, obviously, as well. and then I started, there's 3 cars in front of me, I believe, and we all started moving forward, and that's when we saw the lady laying on the floor.
Okay.
Face down.
So you were on, this is Carmen right here where we're sitting.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a piece of paper real quick.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to just draw it for me real quick if you can. Just draw the intersection of Carmen and Daly. And this is your own drawing. It's...
So I was here.
Okay, and will you just put, this is south, is that correct, based on from your drawing? The top is south? That's that way?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be, will you just put an S there for me? And then put a N this way? And then put an arrow facing north. There you go. Okay.
Okay.
And this is Carmen?
This is
Daly Drive?
This is Daly.
Okay. All right. Okay, so the square right here, will you just put your initials in there for me? Okay, and you said you were in the which lane?
I was in the, not the turn lane.
Okay, the closest one to the turn lanes?
Yeah.
So it would have been this lane, closest to a center median?
Right,
okay.
Not turn lane.
All right, and how far were you back from the intersection?
I want to say there was another car in front of me.
Okay.
Kind of started... Yeah.
Okay, and you guys were at a red light?
We were at a red light.
Okay,
so
now...
from that vantage point, I was able to see them. Okay.
Now, here, you drew a stuff. Which one? That's the cop car?
Yeah.
Okay. And where was the person standing?
The person was on... She started here.
Okay, so put a... A.
An A, okay.
Yeah, okay. And then... That's where you said the person started?
That's where I believe that's where I saw them first.
Okay, write a C for cop where the cop was standing at.
Cop was inside the car still.
Okay.
If I remember correctly.
All right.
And then he got out.
Okay.
And they went over here.
Okay. And was the cop in, how was the cop dressed?
Uniform?
In a full uniform?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to put that?
No, that's fine. So when you first saw... You saw the police officer was in the car, and then there was a female on the sidewalk next to his car?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. And then what happened next?
And then there was a confrontation at the intersection.
Okay. So how did they get to the intersection? Did you see how that all went down?
He came out, and then she came out, and they kind of like, he was saying something to her.
Okay.
You know, obviously, you know, instructions, but she wasn't following them.
Okay.
It looks like. And then...
Why did you think that she wasn't following instructions?
Because it was definitely escalating. Whatever was going on wasn't a normal police stop.
Okay, why do you say that?
Because he pulled out his taser, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably my first assumption is. And they weren't having a conversation at this point. I couldn't hear what they were saying, but...
Okay. And then what happened next?
And then, I believe that at that point, so at one point, this is kind of on this side here, she was here, assuming it's on the sidewalk still, and he was behind this way.
Okay.
And she looked like she started to charge him, and that's when I lost the view.
Okay, so you've drawn a couple things here. First, when you first saw them, will you just put a one where you first saw them? Okay.
This is two.
Okay. So, first the police officer was in the car, a woman was on the sidewalk, and then the police officer got out of the car and then kind of met the woman at the intersection?
Yeah, on the corner.
And then what happened from that point?
Words were exchanged, and sounded like he was telling her to stand down or whatever, and then at some point she started rushing him because he was definitely backpedaling.
Okay. Did you see what kind of actions was the woman doing?
At that point I started to lose the view as far as that goes. You know what I mean? So I'm behind this car, so my vantage point starts to kind of go away as soon as they get past this cop car.
Okay.
So that's where I stop as far as seeing what's going on. I see him backpedaling.
Okay. So you see, at some point you see him backpedaling.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I just get my stuff back?
Sure.
And I'm gonna write your
This is never good, huh?
And today is the 16th. 12, 16, 15, and it is 12:19 hours. Okay, so I know we've walked through it with the kind of with you drawing it out.
Yeah.
But you're going south, or you're going north on Carmen Drive. You're about two cars back in what we consider the number one lane, closest to the median, closest to the turn lane, but not in the turn lane.
Correct.
You're two cars back. You see a police officer on the side of the road.
I see the police officer.
Where was the police
getting
car?
Getting out of his car.
Okay.
And she starts walking towards the corner of Carmen and Daly, and they have words, and he's definitely holding his taser at the moment.
Okay. So from where you are, you're at a red light, you see a police officer getting out of the car, you see a woman walking on the sidewalk towards the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see when a taser came out, or when did you first see the taser?
I saw the taser come out pretty much as soon as he was walking back to the corner.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was already, it was probably already in his hand when he got out of the car.
Okay. And there was some kind of exchange
of words.
Between them. You don't really know what was being said. And then at some point you kind of lose vantage point, you said, just because of the angle?
Yeah, because of the angle. Because I'm behind the car, and then they start walking back towards the cop car.
Okay.
And so at that point, I lose vantage point, and that's when I started getting the shots. So it sounds like the shots happened behind the cop car where I couldn't see him anymore.
Okay. So, again, you see the police officer get out of the car. You see a woman on the sidewalk walking towards the intersection. There's some kind of conversation going on. The police officer has his taser out. Then
I'm assuming it's a taser. It's a yellow.
It's a yellow. Okay. I'll assume that it was a taser. They get to the kind of towards the intersection, and you lose.
I still see them at that point.
Okay.
It's when they start walking back towards.
Okay, so once they get at the intersection, they start coming back towards you?
Yeah.
Or towards the police car?
They start kind of running back towards the police car.
And
he's backpedaling, like I said.
Okay.
The last thing I saw was him backpedaling and her charging him.
Was the police officer backpedaling from the intersection coming this way?
He was backpedaling from the intersection coming back this way, correct.
Okay. And then you heard...
3 seconds later, I heard maybe 3, maybe 4 shots.
Okay.
There was... Whoever was standing at the gas station,
uh-huh.
There was a guy standing at the gas station on his phone.
He definitely
would have seen the whole thing.
Actually. And what did that guy look like?
I don't know.
Was it an old guy, young guy?
It was an older guy.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe dark hair. Older guy. Is there a witness over there?
They'll talk to somebody. Okay. I'm just going to...
He should have seen everything.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to take a couple pictures of your car and kind of where you're at since we're standing right here and just due to the immediacy of everything.
Okay.
And do you have your driver's license by any chance?
What if I didn't? Wouldn't that be awkward? And
I would advise you, sir, please make sure you have your driver's license with your driving and...
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Huh?
Can I ask if she died?
I don't have any information. I rolled up and I'm starting to talk to you, and that's the first thing I got.
Yeah, I'm actually late.
You got a good reason.
Yeah. I'm in the business, so it's okay.
What's your business? Your primary one that you... And then what's the name? And your cell phone's your best contact information?
Yeah, pretty busy, so just leave a message.
Okay. Message. And when the... you said the police officer shot, which way was he facing?
No idea.
Okay.
I can't wait for that.
Okay. All right. I'll give you this back. Is there anything that you can think of that, if you or me, that you'd want to know? That I haven't already asked you?
That's a good question. No, man. I think I wish I saw the shooting so I can give you guys more information.
Okay. All right. Sir, thanks for taking the time.
No problem.
Just slowly go down this way. They'll let you out. Okay. What year is your car?
2012.
2012?
Yeah.
2012 Range Rover. All right, if we have any further questions, we'll let you know. Thank you, sir. Have a good one. Be safe.